Steve Ozinga is on the line. Let's talk all things Van Andel Institute and, well, maybe the topic of giving this opportunity of the year 2020. Steve Ozinga, Philanthropy Director at Van Andel Institute. You do help to oversee fundraising for the Institute's research in K-12 graduate education programs. I want to let you expand more on your daily duty. Steve, good morning.
Yeah, hi, Shelley. Good morning. thanks for the opportunity. My father is 82 also, so just kind of funny that you mentioned that about your mother as well. Yeah. There's a team of 11 of us in the philanthropy department at Van Andel Institute, and our focus is to raise money for the Institute, but it's also to match research needs and research that we do with donor passion and donor interest. Everybody we know is impacted somehow by cancer or Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. And, you know, we look for those opportunities where donors might be able to leverage some of their resources in our labs to hopefully make a breakthrough or, you know, improve therapies and those types of things.
Yes. So let's go back to your day at Van Andel Institute. And what are some highlights from the research and education initiatives this year, Steve?
Yeah, thank you. It's been a busy year, like for many, many listening. We've had to shift dramatically, but our labs, have been open for quite some time now following COVID guidelines. Couple of the highlights, we've developed an experimental blood test that can now differentiate between types of pancreatic cancers. This is being further validated. Two of our scientists in collaboration with researchers at the University of Minnesota were recently awarded $6.2 million grant from Aligning Science Against Parkinson's to investigate the role of aging in Parkinson's disease. Our biorepository was recently awarded $2.7 million as part of the Cancer Moonshot Program, a national $1.8 billion initiative to transform cancer treatment and prevention through accelerated research. And our K-12 education program has turned nicely to help, with virtual learning and aiding teachers and students to make sure that gets done as well during this challenging year.
Thank you from a fundraising standpoint. What are some philanthropic trends you've noticed this year?
Yeah, thanks, Shelley. Well, first of all, I wanted to thank everybody in West Michigan on behalf of the Institute for your continued generosity, not only with Van Andel Institute, but with every other nonprofit in the area that needs support. COVID has changed the world of fundraising. The landscape has changed in West Michigan, around the world. Like many of you, we've gone to virtual events, and it seems like virtual events or a form of virtual events, fundraising events, hybrid events might be here to stay with in-person and virtual options. We've seen an increase in online giving. People are comfortable giving online now. Sometimes people are finding out it's easier than, writing a check and putting it in the mail, but we also receive many of those as well. There's an increase in the use of donor advised funds. Many people have their own funds where they're able to gift out of that annually. And many people are starting to rethink legacy gifts or estate gifts and how they can more deeply impact society, especially in light or in the context of a pandemic. So those are some of the trends that we've seen. Like any organization, we need to be flexible, we need to be nimble, and we need to meet the donors where they are and where they're comfortable in meeting with us.
Steve Ozinga, Philanthropy Director at Van Andel Institute, our monthly conversation with, what's happening at the Institute. And I imagine giving has been, will be, and is at present. So how can people support VAI with a year-end gift, Steve?
Yeah, and one of the nice things about giving to Van Andel Institute, and due to the vision of Jay and Betty Van Andel, every dollar that is raised year-end and throughout the year goes right to research. 100% goes right into the labs and into our education initiatives. So we are grateful for every dollar that is raised, and people can give through www.vai.org. And there's opportunities for unrestricted giving. There's a passion for cancer or Parkinson's or education. There are some options there as well. So just remember, 100% goes right into research, right into education, and we are grateful for any dollar of support.
Let's put the crystal ball out in front of you. What would you like the community to know about where VAI is headed in 2021? I bet you have plans.
Yeah, thanks, Shelley. Well, the Institute was founded in 1996. 2021, we are celebrating our 25th anniversary. Yeah. Hard to believe, but 25th yeah. anniversary in Grand Rapids. And we'll be doing some fun and informative things as we roll out into next year. We've also just recently finished a new strategic plan. A lot of this is focused on faculty recruitment. We currently have 32 faculty-run labs. We're going to increase that to 40 labs over the next 5 years. Our graduate school is moving to a newly renovated facility right next door to our building on Division. And one of our focus areas is to be known worldwide as a hub for groundbreaking research and catalytic collaboration. We collaborate with over 100 organizations around the world, and we want to continue to be known as one of those areas of hope in the world and just that beacon of hope for those in West Michigan. So right. A lot of wonderful things happening in 2021 as well.
Yes, well, in those 25 years to be, think of all the lives that you've touched with the research and the education that's gone in that beautiful building of yours. Look forward to getting back in there. All right, Steve Ozinga, how do we find out more information one more time?
Yeah, www.vai.org. And again, thank you, West Michigan, for your continued support. We really appreciate it, and happy holidays to everybody out there.